Chapter 32.
1. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and rulers shall rule in judgment. 2. And a man shall be a hiding place from the wind, a shelter from the storm, as streams of water in a dry place, like the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. 3. And the eyes of those that see shall not be dim, and the ears of those who hear shall listen. 4. And the heart of the rash one shall discern knowledge, and the tongue of those that stutter shall hurry to speak clear things. 5. The fool shall no more be called noble, and a miser will not be said to be generous. 6. For the fool speaks foolishness, and his heart works iniquity, to do wickedness, and to speak error against Yahweh, to make the hungry soul empty. And he causes the drink of the thirsty to fail. 7. And the weapons of the miser are evil. He devises wicked plots to destroy the poor with lying words, even the needy when he speaks right. 8. But the noble one devises noble things, and he shall rise by noble things. 9. O women who are at ease, rise up. Hear my voice. Confident daughters, listen to my word. 10. You will shake 4 days on a year, confident women, for the vintage fails, the gathering will not come. 11. Tremble, women at ease, shake, confident women, strip and make yourselves bare, and bind on sackcloth on your loins. 12. Be wailing over breasts, over pleasant fields, over the fruitful vine. 13. Thorns and briars shall spring up on the land of my people, even over all the houses of joy in the jubilant city. 14. Because the palace is forsaken, the crowd of the city is forsaken, mound and tower are instead caves, until forever, O joy of wild donkeys, pasture for flocks. 15. Until is poured out on us the Spirit from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is reckoned as a forest. 16. Then justice shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness shall dwell in the fruitful field. 17. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the service of righteousness shall be quietness and hope forever. 18. And my people shall live in a peaceful home, and in safe dwellings, and in secure resting places. 19. Though it hails when the forest is going down, and the city is laid low. 20. Blessed are you who sow beside all waters, who send out the foot of the ox and the donkey.
Chapter 33.
1. Woe to one destroying, and you not being destroyed, betraying and they did not betray you. When you finish destroying, you will be destroyed. When you stop betraying, they will betray you. 2. O Yahweh, give us your grace. We have hoped in you. Be there in the mornings, also, our salvation, Yeshua, in time of distress. 3. At the sound of the tumult, peoples fled. At your exultation, nations scattered. 4. And your prey shall be gathered as the stripping locust gathers. As locusts run to and fro, he also runs about on it. 5. Yahweh is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. 6. And he will be the security of your times, strength of salvation, Yeshua, wisdom, and knowledge. The reverence of Yahweh is his treasure. 7. Behold, their heroes cry outside. The envoys of peace shall weep bitterly. 8. The highways are desolated. The path crosser ceases. He has broken the covenant. He has rejected cities. He has not respected man. 9. The land mourns and droops. Lebanon is ashamed. Sharon withers like a wilderness. Bashan is shaken out. Also Carmel. 10. Now I will rise up, says Yahweh. Now I will be exalted. Now I will be lifted up. 11. You shall conceive chaff. You shall bear stubble. Your fiery breath shall devour you. 12. And peoples shall be as burnings of lime, As thorns cut away, they shall be burned in fire. 13. Distant ones, hear what I have done, and you near ones, know my might. 14. The sinners of Zion are afraid. Terror has seized profane ones. Who of us shall tarry with consuming fire? Who of us shall tarry with everlasting burnings? 15. He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who shakes his hands free from taking the bribe, who stops his ear from hearing of blood, and shuts his eyes from looking at evil. 16. He shall live on high. Strongholds of rocks will be his retreat. His bread shall be given. His waters are faithful. 17. Your eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall see a land that is very far off. 18. Your heart shall ponder terror. Where is he counting? Where is he weighing? Where is he counting the towers? 19. You shall not see the fierce people, from hearing a people of a deep lip, of a foreign tongue, that none understands. 20. Behold, Zion, the city of our set-apart day meetings. Your eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet home, a tent that shall not be moved. Its stakes shall not be pulled up forever, nor shall any of its cords be pulled off. 21. But majestic Yahweh will place there for us a place of rivers and streams, broad on both hands. A ship with oars shall not go in it, and a majestic boat shall not pass through it. 22. For Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh makes our statutes. Yahweh is our king. He will save us. 23. Your ropes are loosened. They do not hold the base of their mast. They could not spread the sail. Then the prey of much plunder shall be divided. The lame shall seize on the spoil. 24. An uninhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people who live in it, iniquity is taken away.
Chapter 34.
1. Nations, come near to hear, and peoples, listen. Let the earth hear, and its fullness, the world and all its offspring. 2. For the wrath of Yahweh is on all the nations, and fury on all their army. He has devoted them. He gave them to slaughter. 3. And their slain shall be thrown out, and the stench from their carcasses shall go up, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. 4. And all the host of the heavens shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together like a scroll. Then all their host shall droop, as a leaf drooping from the vine, and as the drooping from a fig tree. 5. For my sword is drenched in the heavens. Behold, it shall come down on Edom, and on the people of my curse, for judgment. 6. A sword is to Yahweh. It is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For Yahweh has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. 7. And wild oxen shall come down with them, and bulls with strong bulls. And their land is drenched with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. 8. For the day of vengeance is to Yahweh, the year of repayments for Zion's cause. 9. And its torrents shall be turned to pitch, and its dust to brimstone, and its land shall become burning pitch. 10. It shall not be put out night or day, its smoke shall go up forever. From generation to generation, it shall lie waste. No one shall pass through it forever and forever. 11. But the owl and the hedgehog shall possess it, and the eared owl and the raven shall live in it, and he shall stretch out on it the line of shame, and the stones of emptiness. 12. They shall call its nobles to a kingdom, but none shall be there, and all her rulers shall be nothing. 13. And thorns shall grow in her palaces, nettles and thistles in its fortresses. And it shall be a home for jackals, a court for daughters of ostriches. 14. The desert creatures shall also meet with the howlers, and the shaggy goat shall cry to his fellow. The screech owl shall also settle there, and find a place of rest for herself. 15. The snake shall nest there, and shall lay, and hatch, and shall gather in her shadow. Vultures shall also be gathered together, each with its mate. 16. Search and read from the book of Yahweh. Not one of these misses, each not lacking her mate. For he has commanded my mouth, and by his spirit he has assembled them. 17. And he has made fall a lot for them, and his hand divided it to them by line. They shall possess it until forever, from generation to generation they shall live in it.
Chapter 35.
1. The wilderness and dry land shall rejoice for them, and the desert shall exult and bloom like the crocus. 2. Surely, it shall bloom and exult, even with joy and singing. Lebanon's glory shall be given to it, the honor of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of Yahweh, the majesty of our Elohim. 3. Make the weak hands strong, and firm up the stumbling knees. 4. Say to those of a hasty heart, be strong. Do not fear. Behold, your Elohim will come with vengeance. With the full dealing of Elohim, he will come, Yahshua, and save you. 5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf opened. 6. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. 4. Waters shall break out in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. 7. And the mirage shall become a pool, and the thirsty land shall become springs of waters, in the home of jackals, in its lair, and a place for the reed and brush. 8. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called, the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, and it is for them, the one going in the way. Yea, fools shall not go astray. 9. No lion shall be there, and no violent beast shall go upon it. It shall not be found there, but redeemed ones shall walk there. 10. And the ransomed of Yahweh shall return and enter Zion, with singing and everlasting joy on their head. Gladness and joy shall reach them, and sorrow and sighing shall flee.
Chapter 36.
1. And it happened in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came against all the fortified cities of Judah, and took them. 2. And the king of Assyria sent the chief of the coverers from Lachish to Jerusalem, to King Hezekiah, with a great army. And he stood by the conduit of the upper pool, in the highway of the fuller's field. 3. And Eliakim, Hilkiah's son, who was over the house, and Shebna the scribe, and Asaph's son, the recorder, came out to him. 4. And the chief of the coverers said to them, say now to Hezekiah, the great king says this, the king of Assyria, what trust is this in which you trust? 5. I say, are only words of the lips counsel and strength for war? Now, in whom have you trusted that you rebelled against me? 6. Behold, you trust on the staff of this broken reed, on Egypt, which if a man leans on it, it goes into his hand and pierces it. So is Pharaoh king of Egypt to all who trust in him. 7. But if you say to me, we trust in Yahweh our Elohim, is it not he whose high places and altars Hezekiah has removed? And he said to Judah and Jerusalem, you shall worship before this altar. 8. Now, then, please exchange pledges with my master the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able to set riders on them for you. 9. How then will you turn away the face of one commander of the least of my master's servants, and put your trust in Egypt for chariotry and horsemen? 10. And now have I come up against this land to destroy it without Yahweh. Yahweh said to me, go up to this land and destroy it. 11. And Eliakim and Shebna said to the chief of the coverers, please speak to your servants in Aramaic, for we hear. But do not speak to us in Judean, in the ears of the people on the wall. 12. But the chief of the coverers said, has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words? Is it not on the men who sit on the wall, to eat their own dung, and to drink the water of their feet with you? 13. And the chief of the cupbearers stood and cried with a loud voice in Judean, and said, Hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. 14. So says the king, Do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to save you. 15. And let not Hezekiah make you trust in Yahuwah, saying, Yahuwah saving will save us. This city shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. 16. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for the king of Assyria says this, Make peace with me and come out to me. Then let each eat of his own vine, and each of his own fig tree, and each drink the waters of his own well. 17. Until I come and take you to a land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards. 18. Let not Hezekiah persuade you, saying, Yahuwah will deliver us. Have the gods of the nations delivered a man of his land from the king of Assyria's hand? 19. Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? And when have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? 20. Who among all the gods of these lands has delivered their land out of my hand, that Yahuwah should keep Jerusalem out of my hand? 21. But they were silent, and did not answer him a word. For this was the king's order, saying, Do not answer him. 22. And Eliakim, Hilkiah's son who was over the house, and Shebna the scribe, and Asaph's son, the recorder, came to Hezekiah with their garments torn. And they reported to him the words of the chief of cupbearers.
Chapter 37
1. And it happened when King Hezekiah heard, he tore his garments and was covered with sackcloth, and he went into the house of Yahuwah. 2. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the house, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. 3. And they said to him, So says Hezekiah, This day is a day of distress, and reproach, and contempt. 4 sons have come to the breach and there is no strength to give birth. 4. It may be Yahuwah your Elohim will hear the words of the chief of the cupbearers whom his master the king of Assyria has sent to reproach the living Elohim, and rebuke against the words which Yahuwah your Elohim has heard, and you shall lift up prayer for the remnant that is found. 5. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. 6. And Isaiah said to them, You shall say this to your master, So says Yahuwah, Do not fear the words which you have heard, with which the followers of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. 7. Behold, I am giving into him a spirit, and he shall hear a rumor, and return to his own land. And I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. 8. So the chief of the cupbearers returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libnah. 4. He had heard that he had pulled up stakes from Lachish. 9. And he heard about Tirhaka the king of Ethiopia, saying, He has come out to fight with you. And he heard and sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, 10. So you shall say to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, Do not let your Elohim in whom you trust deceive you. Saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the king of Assyria's hand. 11. Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands, to destroy them utterly. And shall you be delivered? 12. Have the gods of the nations saved those whom my fathers have destroyed, Gozan and Haran, and Rizph, and the sons of Eden in Telasra? 13. Where is Hamath's king, and Arpad's king? And the king of the city of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Ivah. 14. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the couriers, and read it. Then Hezekiah went up to the house of Yahuwah and spread it before Yahuwah. 15. And Hezekiah prayed to Yahuwah, saying, 16. O Yahuwah of hosts, Elohim of Israel, who sits between the cherubs, you are he, Elohim. All the kingdoms of the earth come from you. You have made the heavens and the earth. 17. Bow down your ear, O Yahweh, and hear. Open your eye, O Yahweh, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib which he has sent, to reproach the living Elohim. 18. Truly, O Yahweh, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the lands, and their land. 19. And have given their gods into the fire. 20. And now, O Yahweh our Elohim, save us from his hand, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are Yahweh, the only Elohim. 21. And Isaiah the son of Amoz sent to Hezekiah, saying, So says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, because you have prayed to me against Sennacherib the king of Assyria. 22. This is the word Yahweh has spoken about him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised you, laughing you to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken the head behind you. 23. Whom have you mocked and reviled? And against whom have you lifted your voice, and lifted your eyes on high? Against the set apart one of Israel? 24. By your servants, you have mocked Yahweh, and said, By my many chariots I have come up to the tops of mountains, the sides of Lebanon, and I will cut down its tall cedars, its choice fir trees, and I will go to its greatest height, the forest of its fruitful field. 25. I have dug and drunk water, and I have dried up the streams of Egypt with the sole of my feet. 26. Have you not heard it from afar? I have made it from days of old, even I formed it. Now I have caused it to come, and you are to cause fortified cities to crash into heaps, ruins. 27. And those living in it were short of hand, dismayed and ashamed. They were as the field grass and the green herbs, like the grass of the housetops, even blasted before it has risen. 28. But I know your sitting down, and your going out, and your coming in, and your raging against me. 29. Because of your raging against me, and your arrogance has come up to my ears, even I will put my hook in your nose, and my bridle in your lips. And I will turn you back by the way you came in. 30. And this shall be the sign to you. You shall eat self-sown grain this year, and the second year, that which springs up. And in the third year you shall sow and reap, and plant vineyards, and eat their fruit. 31. The remnant of the house of Judah that has escaped shall again take root downward, and it produces fruit upward. 32. For a remnant shall go out of Jerusalem, and the escaped ones out of Mount Zion. The zeal of Yahweh of hosts shall do this. 33. So Yahweh says this to the king of Assyria, He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with a shield, nor pour out a siege mound on it. 34. He shall return by the same way that he came in, and he shall not come into this city, says Yahweh. 35. For I will defend over this city to save it, for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake. 36. Then the messenger of Yahweh went out and struck 185,000 in the camp of Assyria, and they rose early in the morning, and, behold, they were all dead corpses. 37. And Sennacherib, king of Assyria, set out, and went and returned, and he lived at Nineveh. 38. And it happened as he was worshipping in the house of his god Nisroch, even his sons Adraelech and Shearzer struck him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat, and his son Esarhaddon reigned in his place.
Chapter 38.
1. In those days Hezekiah was sick to death, and Isaiah the son of Amoz, the prophet, came to him and said to him, So says Yahweh, Command your house, for you are dying, and shall not live. 2. And Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to Yahweh. 3. And said, O Yahweh, I beg you to remember now that I have walked before you in truth and with a whole heart, and I have done the good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept with a great weeping. 4. Then the word of Yahweh was to Isaiah, saying, 5. Go and say to Hezekiah, so says Yahweh the Elohim of your father David, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add 15 years to your days. 6. And I will deliver you and this city out of the king of Assyria's hand, and I will shield over this city. 7. So this shall be the sign to you from Yahweh, that Yahweh shall do this thing that he has spoken. 8. Behold, I will bring back the shadow of the steps which has gone down in the steps of Ouitz with the sun, backward 10 steps. So the sun went back up 10 steps, by which steps it had gone down. 9. The writing of Hezekiah king of Judah, when he had been sick, and had recovered from his illness. 10. I said in the cessation of my days, I shall go to the gates of Sheol. I am called to account for the rest of my years. 11. I said, I shall not see Yahweh in the land of the living. I shall no longer look on man with those dwelling in the death rest. 12. My generation is plucked up and carried away from me, like a shepherd's tent. I have cut off my life like the weaver. He will cut me off from the threads. From day to night you will make an end of me. 13. I leveled my soul until morning. Like a lion, so he shatters all my bones. From day until night you make an end of me. 14. Like a swift or a crane, so I chatter. I moan as the dove. My eyes look weakly to the heights, O Yahweh. I am oppressed. Intervene for me. 15. What shall I say? For he speaks to me, and he has acted. I shall go softly all my years over the bitterness of my soul. 16. O Yahweh, on them they live, and for all in them is the life of my spirit. And you heal me, and make me live. 17. Behold, for peace was bitter to me, most bitter. But you loved my soul from the pit of destruction. You have cast all my sins behind your back. 18. For Sheol cannot thank you. Death cannot praise you. The ones going down to the pit cannot hope for your truth. 19. The living is the one thanking you. As I do today, the Father makes known your truth to his sons. 20. For Yahweh will save me, and we will play my songs on stringed instruments all the days of our life, at the house of Yahweh. 21. For Isaiah had said, let them take a cake of figs and rub it on the ulcer, and he will live. 22. And Hezekiah said, what is the sign that I will go up to the house of Yahweh?
Chapter 39.
1. At that time Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he was ill, and was made strong. 2. And Hezekiah was glad because offered them and let them see the house of his treasure, the silver, and the gold, and the spices, and the good oil, and all his weapons, and all that was found in his treasuries. There was nothing in his house or in all his kingdom that Hezekiah did not let them see. 3. And Isaiah the prophet came to King Hezekiah and said to him, what did these men say? And from where did they come to you? And Hezekiah said, they have come from a distant land to me, from Babylon. 4. Then he said, what have they seen in your house? And Hezekiah said, they have seen all that is in my house. There is not a thing among my treasures that I have not made them see. 5. And Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of Yahweh of hosts. 6. Behold, days come when all that is in your house, even what your fathers have treasured up until now, shall be borne away to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says Yahweh. 7. And they shall take of your sons who shall come forth out from you, which you shall father, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. 8. Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, the word of Yahweh that you have said is good. And he said, for there shall be peace and truth in my days.
Chapter 40.
1. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your Elohim. 2. Speak lovingly to the heart of Jerusalem. Yea, cry to her that her warfare is done, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has taken from the hand of Yahweh double for all her sins. 3. The voice of him who cries in the wilderness. Prepare the way of Yahweh. Make straight in the desert a highway for our Elohim. 4. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the knoll shall be a level place, and the rough places a plain. 5. And the glory of Yahweh shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. 6. A voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its grace is the flower of the field. 7. The grass withers, the flower fades because the Spirit of Yahweh blows on it. Surely the people is grass. 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Elohim shall rise forever. 9. Go up for yourself on the high mountain, one bearing good news to Zion. Lift up your voice with strength, one bearing good news to Jerusalem. Lift up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, Behold, your Elohim. 10. Behold, Adonai Yahweh will come with strength, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his wage before him. 11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom. Those with young he will lead. 12. Who has measured in his hand the waters and the heavens by a span meted out, and enclosed in the measure the dust of the earth, and weighed in the balance the mountains, and the hills in the scales? 13. Who has meted out the Spirit of Yahweh, or a man his counsel taught him? 14. With whom did he take counsel, and who trained him and taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and made known to him the way of discernment? 15. Lo, nations are as a drop from a bucket, and are reckoned as dust of the scales. Lo, he takes up coasts as a little thing. 16. And Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor are its beasts enough for a burnt offering. 17. All the nations are as nothing before him. To him they are reckoned less than nothing and emptiness. 18. And to whom will you liken El? Or what likeness will you array to him? 19. The craftsman pours out the casted image, the smelter spreads it with gold, and he casts the chains of silver. 20. He too poor for that offering chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeks a skilled artisan for him, to prepare a carved image that will not be shaken. 21. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Was it not told to you from the beginning? Did you not discern from the foundations of the earth? 22. He who sits on the circle of the earth, even those living in it are like grasshoppers. He who stretches the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them like a tent to live in. 23. Who brings princes into nothing? He makes judges of the earth as nothing. 24. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they are not sown. Yea, their stem is not taking root in the earth. And he shall also blow on them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall lift them up like stubble and take them away. 25. To whom then will you compare me, or am I equaled, says the Set Apart One? 26. Lift up your eyes on high and look. Who has created these? Who brings out their host by number? By greatness of vigor, and might of power, he calls them all by names. Not one is lacking. 27. Why will you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from Yahweh, and my judgment is passed over by my Elohim. 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Yahweh, the everlasting Elohim, the creator of the ends of the earth. He is not faint, nor does he grow weary. There is no searching to his understanding. 29. He gives power to the faint, and to him with no vigor he increases might. 30. Even youths are faint and fatigued, and young men stumbling shall stumble. 31. But the ones waiting for Yahweh shall renew power. They shall go up with wings as the eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint.